It's 3:52 on the afternoon news journal. Good afternoon, cloudy and 44 degrees. After 13 days of demonstrations, the protests in Egypt's Liberation Square were mostly peaceful over the weekend, a sharp contrast to the unrest that took place earlier in the week. We're now hearing accounts of how many members of the media were attacked during this violent period of unrest. And joining us now to talk about that is Dr. Sahar Khamis. She's an assistant professor of communication and affiliate professor of women's studies at the University of Maryland, College Park. Dr. Khamis, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Why do you think that so many members of the media were targeted as they made their way through Liberation Square and through other parts of Cairo?
I think it was a desperate attempt on the part of the Egyptian government and some of its supporters to actually block the image of what is really going on the ground in Egypt and to really prevent people from all over the world from seeing what is really going on there. They were overwhelmed. The government was overwhelmed by the number of protesters who went out in the streets, the amount of enthusiasm and eagerness that they had for political change and democratic reform. They did not anticipate these huge numbers and this much enthusiasm. And they did everything they can to try to block the reality from getting out. And they tried to, you know, they actually stopped the cell phone lines for a few days. The internet was completely blocked for a whole week. And, you know, cracking down on foreign journalists, in my opinion, is just another desperate attempt from preventing the truth from coming out.
Tell us what the difference is between the American media and the Arab and Muslim media.
Well, the Arab and Muslim media has been struggling, it's no secret, under a lot of authoritarian, totalitarian regimes, just like the Mubarak regime in Egypt. And that has really crippled, to a large extent, their ability to, get the truth out and created some kind of credibility crisis oftentimes in terms of the media's ability to get the truth out and across to the people. But there has been some attempts lately to diversify and pluralize the media landscape in many parts of the Arab and Muslim world. That has not been easy. There have been cases of journalists being arrested, bloggers being detained and put in jail, a lot of pressure from governments to actually obstruct sometimes the role of media people when they are performing their job. But I think that there is now more movement towards diversity and towards plurality in the Arab media arena.
How about social media? How much of a factor has this been in this uprising?
A huge factor. In fact, it would not be an overstatement to say it was the main factor. I would call this uprising the Facebook revolution, because actually the youth who are using Facebook are the ones who triggered this uprising in the first place. Through their own online social networking activities, they were able to form very active and very vibrant groups of young people online who were actually organizing themselves, engaging in civic engagement, citizen journalism. They played a fabulous role in putting together this uprising, and they used the social media brilliantly to do so.
Dr. Khamis, thank you so much for being here on the Afternoon News Journal. Dr. Sahar Khamis is an assistant professor of communication and an affiliate professor of women's studies at the University of Maryland, College Park.